I'm Jenny, gratefully recovering sex and love addict.
Hi, Jenny.
I'm really nervous, and I don't get nervous very easily. But a fellow that was supposed to speak today called me, reached out to me at 6 and told me that she had something going on with Mother's Day, and was I able to cover for her? And being around these rooms for 8 years, I just always say yes to service, no matter what. So I said yes, and I'm here. Welcome to the newcomers. Glad you're here. And it looks like I see a couple familiar faces, but I don't know too many people in here. So just to share just a brief background about myself and my family of origin, etc. I grew up in LA, in San Fernando Valley. I'm one of three children, the middle child. And my parents have been married for close to 60 years. There is no active addiction, meaning alcohol, drugs, etc., in my family. But there is a extreme amount of dysfunction on many levels. Nobody in my family of origin, who are all here in LA, are in 12-step program. I'm the only one. And I grew up in a family where we were provided all the things we needed. My parents' love languages were acts of service and gifts, but there was no emotion in my family at all. No, it was not okay to express emotions, to feel anything. I just had to show up and be perfect all the time. At least that was my perception of it growing up. I have an older sister and a younger brother. My younger brother is a genius. And was born with the cord wrapped around his neck, and he's still a genius. And he's always been the favorite of my family, and I always just felt compared, because it was definitely apparent that I felt different growing up. And I was bullied when I was a child. I wore glasses since I was 3 years old. And I was bullied on the bus every day on the middle school bus to school by a man who ended up all over the news. And I had no one to stand up for me in that way. I did later on, though, see him at a singles event. And when I was without glasses and all done up, and gave him a little peace of mind in a very mature way. But I didn't know how to speak up for myself. I didn't know how to ask for what I needed. I didn't know how to ask for anything that I needed, and it didn't feel okay to do that in my family. My parents just did the best they could with the tools that they have, based on my maternal grandparents and my paternal grandparents. I grew up in a Jewish conservative family, so my background was at Jewish day school. I studied Hebrew all the way through college and had a bat mitzvah, et cetera. So I did have religion in my family, but there wasn't a connection. I had that community, but I didn't feel connected in my family. I think it was just what I was expected to do. Everybody studies and has, you know, does all these things. A lot of expectations, and if I struggled in school at any point, my mother and her father would just like fix it or help and jump in. And I was so grateful for that, but I was never really given the tools to really be independent. it was just taken care of for me, if that makes sense. Thank you. So basically, I was a late bloomer, had a pretty typical, you know, transition, except I was just very naive. I experienced so many amazing experiences growing up. I am so blessed and incredibly grateful for everything that I experienced. Sleepaway camp and, you know, trips, etc. But I never really felt connected with my family. I always had a lot of friends, but I just didn't feel connected. So what I would do is find a lot of friends that had what I wanted, and I would become a part of their family. One to go on trips with, one to go to Jewish events with, etc. And I still have many of those friends today. I was the last of my friends to lose their virginity, and everything was, you know, as perfect as it could be, etc. But just fast forwarding, because there's 10 minutes, later on in life, I saw a lot of my friends, you know, in relationships, getting married, having kids. I was always a bridesmaid, never a bride. I've never been married, no kids. All my friends were having kids, and I wasn't. And I really was like, what is wrong with me? There's something really wrong with me. I was so blessed with so many great role models, my maternal grandmother and in my family, but I wasn't able to get there. I had a lot of long-term relationships, and I was very independent and free-spirited, and I've always beat it to my own drummer. So fast forwarding, because I want to get to recovery, I would see a therapist, and I would talk to her about a guy, and then another guy, and another guy, and another guy, and that's all I would speak to her about, is guy after guy after guy, boy after boy, or this boy, the whole time. And apparently she had Al-Anon background, and one day she said to me, oh, there's this program, and I think it'd be great for you. I'm like, well, that's really nice. I'm like, but those are for people that are very sick. But let me tell you about this other guy. And I could literally talk my way out of anything, anywhere. And I still can today, to this day. I could convince or talk my way out of anything, anywhere. So 9 years ago, I showed up in that meeting because I was seeking out validation and attention. We call it LAVA. Love, attention, validation, and from everyone and everything around me. And it wasn't just men or boys, it was every mom. I would go out with friends and I would become friends with everyone around us. And I didn't really realize why I was doing that. Acting out for me looked like going to many unavailable men. Whether I was dating them or I was seeking them out for approval in terms of, you know, sex appeal and that sort of thing. So I did have a lot of relationships, but I also was very attention seeking with men. And I was in groups of friends that went with that wherever I went. So it fed into it. I just knew that something was wrong, because my life was completely unmanageable. I was getting this validation. Thank you. Is that 1 minute?
You have 1 minute.
Oh, wow. Okay. So basically, this program has saved my life. I'm in withdrawal. I'm working the steps. I've worked for the third time. I'm with the sponsor I started with in 2015. This withdrawal is the deepest withdrawal I've ever been in. I am learning how to love myself, little Jenny, for the first time in 51 years. And it is such a beautiful gift and journey. I'm in a very stressful job. And this week I had high blood pressure and I was extremely short of breath. And I feel that it was a God shot for me when I ended up in the ER, flashing in front of me, not my addict anymore. It's not about anyone else, because I see everyone as a human. But I need to take care of little Jed. So for me, thanks. For me, that looks like being of service and showing up for myself, saying yes, working the steps, meetings, sponsor, and connecting with higher power every day, putting myself first, and not giving a shit about what anyone thinks. That's pretty much that, and that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I am so grateful for these rooms because they have truly saved my life a dozen times. And that's why I will be a lifer in this program. And let me just say that, and wrap up by saying, this has also brought me to just really believe that I truly deserve it. And my mom got me a little necklace years and years ago that said, I'm worth it. And now I finally believe that I am worth it. Thanks for letting me share.